Shortly after, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers in this year's NFC Championship game, Bucs punter Bradley Pinion checked his cell phone in the Lambeau locker room. All he had was 157 text messages from friends and family congratulating him on his first Super Bowl appearance. Of course, a few of those were looking for tickets, but then what do you expect, right? The Clemson alum would get his first taste of the big game back at home in Tampa 2 weeks after that NFC title tilt. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the all-new look, WWIB.com, for any information you need to connect and give and help support the program. Six-year pro, Bradley Pinion, the punter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers team captain. He's from Concord, North Carolina, is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So that final stepping stone, Bradley, of course, for you is the win over Green Bay at Lambeau, a cold afternoon up in Green Bay for the NFC title game. As I recall, I think you only punted a couple of times in the game. Tell me your thoughts about that day.
No, it was awesome. I mean, it was surreal. Each game, I felt like got more and more surreal. Like, it didn't fly. I felt like I was dreaming. Because this is what you dream about when you're a kid. You played in those NFC Championship games, playing in the Super Bowl. But it was cold. It was really cold. And our guys just handled it gracefully, honestly. I mean, we came out from the get-go, first drive, went down the field and scored, and you could just feel it on our side of the field where it was like, all right, we got this. We just don't take our foot off the gas. And I tell you what, I mean, that was a fun game. Just that feeling of afterwards, like, man, like, we get to play in our home stadium with our home fans, like, in the biggest game you can play in the NFL. And just that feeling of getting there. And then, honestly, like, is that feeling of, like, all right, we're not done. Like, we did this. We won the NFC. But, like, we're not done. Like, we didn't get this far just to win NFC. Like, we want to win it all. And our guys stayed hungry and our guys stayed passionate. And we went out there and did the thing. It was that NFC Championship. As soon as Tom and Scotty Miller connected on that touchdown right before halftime, you kind of knew, like, all right, like, as long as we don't just fluff this thing in the third and fourth quarter, like, we got this. Like, they can't stop us. Our defense is playing lights out. Our special teams was playing super well. I wasn't punting, which is a fantastic thing. And a lot of kickoffs, and that's always a good thing.
Yeah, that score just before halftime was a crushing blow for Green Bay. Really tough one. All right, so you're not just the punter for the team. You're also the kickoff guy. And you hold the ball for a place kicker, your buddy Ryan Suckup, for extra points and field goals. That's got to keep your head in the game doing all three, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the more into a game I am, the better I'm playing. And it bodes well for me because 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be either the first or last person to touch the ball on a drive. So it keeps me in tune. And doing all those things, I love it. I mean, probably my favorite thing out of all those is holding, because you're putting points on the board. And then after the hold, you got to kick off. And I like punting, but the fans don't like punting, so it's like a love-hate relationship with punting. But no, it's fun, man. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Sure. All right, Bradley, talk to me about the art of being an NFL placeholder.
Yeah, it's harder than people think, honestly. And you can make a break a field goal kicker. If you don't have a field goal kicker, you can have a great field goal kicker and a bad holder, and your field goal kicker is going to look terrible because nobody ever really knows, like, what to look for the hold. But it's fun. Like, I joke with our wide receivers all the time that I always have more catches than they do because I have to catch the ball every time I do something unless I'm kicking off. So I joke with them all the time. Like, you have to have great hands as a holder. You have to be able to, like, spin the ball. I mean, I'm really fortunate that I have a great long snapper. So I don't have to spin the ball very often, but you're also playing like a little bit of a DJ up there doing some disc jockeying where you got to spin the ball, make sure the laces are out. And then you got a different holder or different kickers, like different leans. So you got to get the lean right for the kicker. So there's a lot of things that go into it. I mean, but I think most importantly, you got to catch it first because you can't do anything without the ball in your hands. So you got to really focus on catching. I credit my holding ability to Phil Dawson, a kicker that I played with when I was in San Francisco. When I came in as a rookie, he was like a 19-year veteran, and he wanted to make sure the holds were right. So I literally got on a jugs machine and caught 100 holds a day my whole entire rookie season. So he really molded me into a holder because I really didn't hold in college. I actually kicked some field goals in college. So it was one of those situations where I didn't have a ton of holding experience. And I really credit Phil Dawson to making me into the holder that I am.
Yeah, Phil's a great guy, terrific kicker at San Francisco, and solid man of God, too. He's been on the show a few times, Phil Dawson. All right, Bradley Pinion, the captain, the punter, the holder, and the kickoff guy for the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the show with me. And again, we're running out of time here, Bradley, so let me ask you to return next time, and we'll kind of zoom in on that Super Sunday. You're playing at home, first team to ever play the Super Bowl at home, and we'll kind of break it down and look at that day from start to finish. A wonderful finish for you guys being Kansas City that day. Bradley, thank you for being here. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again very soon on Sports and Commentary. Until then, have a great day.
Yes, sir. You too.